First set
Okay,
that
I've
we
got
can.
9:07 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that under the provisions of Section 67.004 of the Texas Election Code, there is the required members of the court to be present to canvass the vote, which is the purpose of today's meeting. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we're so thankful for the fair weathers and the good, temperate, moderate weather that you're giving us. Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over us, bless us, guide us, direct us, so that everything that we do here on earth honors you in heaven. And Lord, we're also thankful, so thankful for those that are in the human bodies that protect us and serve us under your watchful eye. We ask all these things under your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
In the pledge to our flags, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated with 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that is participating by Zoom that would like to address the court? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to number five on the agenda, which is the official canvass of the November 4, 2025 general election. That was an election that was called by this board based off of actions from the state legislature during the past legislative session, as well as local requirements. We have a requirement to ensure that the precinct totals match with the total tabulations. Those have been delivered to me in a sealed envelope, which I have reviewed from our election authority, which is Mr. Justin Carruthers. And you have been provided an official copy of all of those tabulations as well. Mr. Carruthers, I would open the floor to you for general comments as you desire.
Thank you, Judge. So the packet I gave you, the first cover page there shows the turnout for 2025 was 7,443 voters. I just gave you a few years there to compare that to. 23 was 5,765 and 21 was 3,185. So turnout was definitely up a little bit. You know, we blame that or say that's probably from the bond election over in Copper Cove that caused, you know, a lot more interest. When turnout is really small though, any little change makes it look bigger. When you're only got 7% voting and you get a few hundred more, then you're at 10, you know. So I wouldn't read much into that. I mean, it would be good if that would be the norm to keep increasing like that, but we would probably say that would be because of the school bond causing that increase from year to year. And voter registration counts go up every year, so there are more people registering too. For this election, we're at 44,838 registered voters. You know, so it's a good high number. So then the next few pages there, you can see it just starts out with each proposition, 1 through 17. You have all the numbers there, mail ballots, early voting, and election day. And then the totals, every constitutional amendment passed in Coryell County with great big numbers. As you can see, anywhere from 70% to 90% in favor. Overall, smooth election. No hiccups, no problems with machines or anything like that. So we're pleased with the how everything turned out. On that second packet I gave you, there's the endless report which shows precinct numbers for each constitutional amendment. So it breaks it down, and you can see there's a lot of different numbers on that page. I didn't keep a copy of it, but so as not to confuse you. That same Proposition 1, it shows a bunch of 101s and a bunch of 102s, and that's because every those are ballot styles. So like when there's a school on the ballot or a city, 101 may have several ballot styles. Some people live in this school and some people don't. That's why there's more than one 101. But all of the ballots had the constitutional amendments on it because everyone gets that. So that's why there's so many of each precinct. But it breaks it down. That's, for your copy, you can see your precinct. You just have to add those numbers together to get the total because it is broken down that way. But it shows you for and against. And then if it was mail ballot, early ballot, or election day. So you can kind of see the trend there. We will have our good friends at the legislature, met last session or this year, so passed a lot of new laws. We do have to change our hand recount. So for this year, we always count some of the ballots by hand and match them with the electronic results to make sure that they're accurate. So they increased that. So we have to count all the mail ballots. We used to do one race. Now we have to do three races, and they pick at random. They pick three election day polling places at random. We count those three races in those precincts or voting sites and early voting. So, and now the ballot board has to do that instead of staff. So we have to get other people involved. So we did complete that on Wednesday. So it was a 3-day process rather than 1-day process. We had 7,400 people vote, and we counted about 18,000 ballots. So I would say it was overkill. But everything matched. So, but you could prove in that room that counting those ballots by a machine is more accurate than counting those ballots by hand. Because you can imagine with all those people in that room, we have Proposition 3 was one of them that been recounted. And in early voting in Cove, there were 2,100 people voted in favor of it, 700 people voted against it, and I don't know, 50 people didn't vote. So, as we count those, we're off. So you have to go back, go through those again. And it was us, of course, we had a 4 in the against pile or vice versa. And, so it just proves that counting those things with a machine is much more accurate than trying to count those things by hand, which we will never do in this county as long as I'm doing this. And if we have to do that, then I'm not doing this anymore. Just so Dallas County Republican Party decided they're going to do they're not doing a joint primary, and they're going to count all their ballots by hand. And I guarantee you, every time they count them, they'll get a different.
Yeah.
So we have good equipment. We test it regularly. We're confident in its abilities and the results every time. And like I said, we do the recount and prove those results every time. And it's always on the mark. So. But that's it. Any questions for me?
I do want to make note that Mr. Crothers often downplays the significance of his role. He said that there were no problems. I would contend that there were some issues early on because of the state's voting list and the interconnections between our systems and the state's official voting list. It was not specific to Coryell County, it was statewide. And Mr. Crowther's efforts in dealing with individuals, I mean, taking personal phone calls, one-on-one, to ensure that voters understood that this was the process they were going through and there would be resolutions, and his follow-up to those phone calls is even more important, so that it gave every citizen in Coryell County the opportunity to vote within the designated time period. One of the things I'd also like to highlight that not picking on him, but I don't think Mr. Crowther's clearly conveyed is in the legislative's actions, and I'm not sure whether this is state or federal, but I believe right now it's at least at the state level. The term early voting will go away. Is we will have a voting period, and so all votes are tabulated as the voting period. Now that still means we're going to have extended dates that are outside of the, traditional voting date, but that terminology of early voting is, am I saying that correctly, Mr.?
In-person voting or by mail?
Yes, it there's no more. So, in the grand scheme of things, it's really just semantics, but there are people within the state government that feel that that is warranted. And so in the upcoming election cycles, if you see some changes to the verbiage of how it's described, please don't think that there's any decrease at this point in the opportunities you will have to vote, but just the verbiage of how we describe the voting period.
Yeah, we expect that to happen November of 26. It won't happen for the primaries. But yeah, it'll be quite a change because we'll have to vote two Saturdays and two Sundays. We won't have any break between early voting and election day. So it's going to change the way, we operate, just getting ready for those things. I'm not looking forward to it, but it is what it is. So they're going to change it up. So we'll start, instead of starting on Monday, 2 weeks prior, we'll start Thursday, 2 weeks prior, and run straight through Election Day. It's 14 days, I think, or 12 days. Same amount of days, but we're just doing both Saturdays and Sundays.
And we're up until this point, they typically, I mean, I'm not saying in all cases, but typically they might have had a break between Sunday and Tuesday. So they would have a Monday to kind of prep equipment and get things ready to be positioned out to all of the polling sites other than just the designated, quote unquote, early voting sites. That goes away. And ultimately, what it amounts to is there will be additional costs that that Coryell County will have to burden to be able to support the mandates of the state legislature to support equitable voting throughout the county.
Another one of those unfunded mandates that no one talks about, but so we'll have to have, so in this new procedure, we have to have the early voting site stay open on election day, which we don't do that now. It's both of my offices are early voting sites. Election day are the 8 sites throughout the county. Well, we have to have the early voting site stay open because it's not early voting, it's
Voting.
can't close the polling place. So, we haven't figured that out. So it could cost us more money. I mean, it's definitely going to cost us more money because we have two more polling places unless we close something. So that's just more people, more machines, more everything. But, It is what it is. We'll be ready and we'll make it work.
Well, I mean, I don't say this lightly, and I appreciate all the effort that you put into supporting the county's election process. That's something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. I shared some stories with you, and I won't reiterate those, but I mean, it means a lot to me. And I have lived in counties in Texas that do not have a voting system that runs as smoothly and efficiently and as securely as we do here in Coryell County. And I can talk about other places around the state, but what I'm getting at is your efforts really are at the heart of, you know, the foundation of representation that our country was founded on. So thank you. For the court, I certify that the figure on the tally sheets correspond with the figures on the returns as stipulated in Election Code Chapter 67, Section 67.004.
I make a motion that we accept the results of the November 4th general election.
Second.
We got a motion to accept the results for the general, the November 4th general election from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 5? With that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Gentlemen, I thank you for your time this morning. Mr. Carruthers, obviously, thank you for your time. And Mr. Wood, thank you for being here to join with us. With that, that concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.